From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Morgan.
Wow, where'd that come from? Lifetime. You know, it's July, so we think about Christmas, of course.
Christmas in July.
Well, this isn't necessarily for Christmas in July, but Lifetime is going deep this year. They're going to be producing no fewer than 28 new Christmas movies.
Holy moly.
That's more than any other single network. Last year, they only aired 18 original Christmas movies. So that's almost double. Almost double.
Cheaper.
They figured out the Christmas thing. They're like, oh, wait a minute. Maybe we should make more movies.
Holy jingle bells, Batman.
Now, Hallmark is pumping out 40 movies, but they're doing it over their two separate networks. They've got the Hallmark Channel and the Hallmark Movies and Mysteries Channel.
Yes.
So it can be like 26 on the Hallmark Channel, and 14, I guess, only make the movies and mysteries genre for Hallmark. You know, nothing like a good Christmas rom-com. Well, I shouldn't say good.
Some of them are just, yeah.
You know what? If it weren't, though, for Hallmark and Lifetime, good old Candace Cameron Bure wouldn't have any work. I was going to say Lori Loughlin, but she doesn't have any work now.
Well, they've had to recast her, I'm sure, for all sorts of movies.
Winnie Cooper wouldn't have any work.
That's
Danica
true.
Danica McKellar.
Yeah. Yes.
Who is trying to get all the attention she can get online by doing, you know, exercises every Monday. A little Insta every Monday. Oh, yeah. Here, look how easy this is. Let's do some crunches.
Oh, Winnie Cooper. What are you doing?
She used to be so cute. All right, it's time for the news. What's going on today?
Well, when you win the World Cup, you get special treatment, like U.S. women's soccer star Carly Lloyd at Madison Square Garden on Friday night for J-Lo's show, Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, this was the night before the lights went out in New York City.
Yes.
Yeah.
J-Lo's fiance, Alex.
Alex Rodriguez.
Yep.
Hey, Rod.
Reportedly brought Carly to security so J-Lo could get her up on stage for the song Birthday Sex.
The song. Sorry.
Yeah.
She was going to have a little.
Not on stage anyway.
That just caught my attention all of a sudden. Did you see my ears perk up when you said that?
Yes, your ears did perk up.
Birthday sex? Wow. What's that?
It was Carly's 37th birthday.
She's that old? I mean, that's not old. But, man, she's on the soccer team at 37. Most male athletes are done by 37. I mean, only the
quarterbacks.
Yeah, the quarterbacks. The ones that don't get beat up all the time.
Right.
Make it all the way to 40. Everybody else is pretty much done by then. Yeah. Wow, good for Carly. Wow, I didn't realize she was so old. I don't want to say that. Let's just take that out of the air. Anyway, sorry, continue. My bad.
You done there?
I'm done.
Well, I know I wasn't expecting her to be of that age.
I didn't either. I just...
Expecting younger.
I was thinking in the 20s. Late 20s, okay. Early 30s, okay. But late 30s? Anyway, modern medicine.
All righty.
Yeah, a little cortisone here. It all works.
Carly was set in a chair on stage.
Oh, back to the good stuff. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, they put her in a chair?
I should go back to the story, which
I
know the story is not exciting anyway, but...
No. Sure, it's exciting. So what happened? They sing Birthday Sex to her. They put her in a chair on stage, and then what?
Well, two of J-Lo's backup dancers went at her like rabid dogs in heat. So...
What?
It was like a mock lap dance.
Oh, my. In front of God and everybody. Wow.
Which included J-Lo herself sitting on Carly's lap for a slowed down version of If You Had My Love.
Wow. J-Lo did a lap dance on stage? I got to see that. I better go find that one on YouTube. Oh, my God. I'm pretty sure that A-Rod was pretty happy, too.
Well, you know, if you go looking too hard, it might make Halle Berry jealous.
Yeah, she'll be all right. She doesn't care about me anyway. It's a one-sided affair, let me tell you.
Very
one-sided, yes. Anyway.
All right, on Sunday, Kylie Jenner posted a photo on Instagram.
Oh, boy. When doesn't she post a photo on Instagram?
Well, not as much as her sisters.
Well.
Her sister.
Okay.
Her sisters.
She got more money than the sisters.
It was showing her seemingly wearing nothing but a giant sun hat.
Oh, really? Really?
While sitting in a tropical-looking courtyard.
Really? Hmm.
The caption was,
yeah,
vacation mode.
So on vacation, it gives you a right to take off all your clothes except for a giant sun hat.
Well, not
courtyard.
To say that she did. Who knows?
Look,
I mean, this
is the only people in the world that take professional photographers with them on vacation because it's a photo shoot. It's photo shoot, vacation, same thing. Same thing.
Yeah,
and
it's the same thing.
Come on. It's like, how many shots did they take to get that perfect shot?
Probably about 322.
Of her covering everything on her naked body. And the sun hat placed just right, and the shadows just right, and get the makeup just, and the glitter just right,
and the airbrushing just right.
Polish. Well, that comes after. I haven't seen this. I'd probably be better if I saw it, because, you know, she's naked.
Well, would you like to look?
No, sorry. I'm not going to waste our time.
The story is a waste of time as it is.
I know, but go ahead. Continue. Let's waste the time audibly and not visually.
Are you sure?
I'm...
Because you're on it today. What time did you get up this morning?
Really early. It was like yesterday when I got up. I don't know why, but, you know, my body said, get up. Then I got up and started festering. You know how people fester? Keeps you up at night? Yeah, thanks for that. Now I want to go back to bed.
So anyway, it wasn't long before a YouTube star commented on the post.
No.
Writing, this photo looks awfully familiar. Which it could have been referring to a similar nude photo she posted
on her own
on her Instagram from Mexico in June.
So who cares? Naked girls in sun hats. Big deal. They would do a whole spread in Playboy about that back in the day, right?
Yeah.
The girls in sun hats. That's what they would call it. And then they'd all be naked with sun hats. I guess my question would be,
so what? Was this person saying that the sun hat was the same color?
Who knows? Maybe it's the same sun hat. I don't know.
If you're going to be naked in a photo shoot
I
and you're going to wear a sun hat,
I know.
You know, for God's sakes, don't wear the same sun hat twice. Gosh.
You already got your sweat on the sweatband, got a little glitter on the inside. People have seen it. It's spent. Get rid of it.
Yeah. And see, you know.
I know.
Obviously, you.
Props only go so far.
You change the color on your sun hats.
You betcha.
Kylie responded to the comment by quoting her sister, Kim Kardashian West.
Oh, no.
The quote was, well, from the words of Kim K, you're not on my mood board.
My mood
but
board.
I did get my inspo off Pinterest. It hurts my soul.
Oh, my gosh. Ay, ay, ay.
Quote from Morgan. It hurts my soul. Unquote.
All right. We already took care of Halle Berry, so we could just move on. All right. With that. See you tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's blessedly all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.